Dr. J here with another episode of No Pink Spandex, and in this episode I've cobbled together a couple of recordings that talk about the news in the past week or so, and I just wanted to point out that in this episode it was mentioned that the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Pink comic number one would be coming out this week. It would have been this past Wednesday, but the comic was pushed back a couple of times, and so it is coming out June 1st. So, when you're listening, just ignore that little part, because it has been pushed back so many times, we can't keep up. But again, June 1st, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Pink, and you'll listen to our review of it in the next episode, okay? So, I think that's about it for my notes. Stay away from the spandex, it doesn't breathe.
And what's his face does not get one of the fancy samurai looking.
Oh, they're leaving. Things. Yeah, there's no Zach. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no black. Interesting. Black interesting.
Yeah. Well, they said they were
two Tommies get it, but no black.
Well, maybe they'll do like a black and like Rita, or a black and like, you know, something cool, like a gold
Pina. Make him have to share. The page with someone else.
Put him in the background. Climbing one of the mountains in the background. That's,
put him on the back of the bus.
He's on the back cover.
Oh,
that's terrible. Put him on a ship.
Hiding behind the UPC code. Here, guys. Hey.
Your name is Toby.
But hey, he's going to be focused in one of the upcoming issues, guys, right? Zach Focus.
I mean, I guess we're ready. Because. I have things.
Because.
To say. I mean, let's start out with the comic, right? Because that's the one that I don't remember as much. But.
But. You and me both.
But it's been a minute. Remember. It's this was the one about Trini, right?
It had a lot of Trini in it. Yes, Trini and Tommy had a heart to heart.
Yeah,
no, that was it was the one that began with her and Tommy and them talking about things and stuff. Well, right, well, this is the one.
Yeah, it was the one that began with Goldar getting all super pissed because he's still chilling.
This the first appearance of Goldar in like
in the main storyline. Yeah,
story.
Yep.
Say, when does Goldar not look pissed? Yeah. Looks continuously grouchy.
His face is kind of fixed in that. Angry.
Well, yes.
Well, look, I mean, he has, I think, introducing Goldar this way, instead of like your typical regular, like how the show did it, is actually pretty fine. You know, you have some build up to something. You kind of like had something in your back pocket, and it's like, oh, where's Goldar? Oh, right. So,
well, it adds to the whole concept of him having a personal rivalry with Tommy, where he's like, just he lost, so he is just going to sit there forever and ever and ever until Rita tells him what to do, because he's personally serving his penance that he's placing upon himself for failure. So it makes his whole character that much more, you know, like he's such a warrior. They're really bringing that out.
Yes, it's actually a character thing rather than just like a standard bad guy thing ready to blow up the heroes or whatever. Like that, I'm sure that will come eventually, but like for now we actually see like he has his own perspective on stuff, which is nice. It's not it just ready like, to kill you.
Sounds like it gives him a bit more gravitas than just say throwing him out there normally. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what's it? What their names are? Frickin' Frack, what their names?
Squat and Bamboo?
There we go.
Squat and Bamboo?
Yeah. They're new characters. I understand why you can't remember their names.
Wow, you've only seen like 900 episodes. Yeah.
Look, it's been a long day. So it's yeah, like they're coming in. They're coming in like maids or whatever. Like, yo, here's your food. You don't want no food? What's happening? Like, I'm sorry, when do monsters eat, like, real food, though? Like, on, like, trays and junk? I don't know. Maybe I just imagine him like picking stuff from trees and surviving off of.
Well, there was that episode where Squat was eating bugs that he had stored in his little pouch. So, yes.
Right, but like, do you put on like a little plate? Like, no, like you just throw it at him and then call it a day. I don't know. It's a little
Mean,
thing, a
they're a
little
little
thing.
more civilized.
How dare you? How dare I think that these people don't eat with plate and fork? My bad.
Thanks,
But
chopsticks.
anywho, but anywho. Then we get to Trini and Tommy having the little
Heart to
Spencer
heart,
heart to
yeah,
hearts.
to heart, yep. Which is it's both cool and sad that over the course of about 3 or 4 pages, we learned more about Tommy and Trini's like family backstory than we did in 3 seasons. Like straight up of all MMPR that ever
Yeah,
existed.
pretty much.
Well, no, in the
Do not
show,
give me
right?
fake Native American.
In the show, we had Trini, who had that little cousin, right? To
Yeah, Sylvie. Yes.
Sylvie?
Sylvie. Yeah.
God.
Yes,
The
and she had like a
cardboard
grandpa that
girl.
could
Oh
make
my
people
God.
invisible. There was that episode
Right?
too.
And
Yes.
we covered the
Just
one when she
randomly, just
was
because.
And then the episode where she's learning
Gung
no, where she's learning, oh my gosh, what's the martial art that's mocks not mocks but takes after
Praying Mantis?
there we go.
Oh, jeez, really?
Here we go.
No,
Little
no.
come
little
on.
You have no honor, monster.
And we learn that she's afraid of heights, you know what I'm saying?
She had Tickle Sneezer.
Yeah.
Oh,
Right. She had
yeah.
Tickle
She's
Sneezer. She dreamed a
like,
lot.
Billy, you're
Oh.
too high.
So there you go. Oh, and that she's a translator for Billy. What did
Oh God, that
That
was a thing, wasn't it? Like, she was supposed to be like Billy's technobabble translator.
Which she still
which to
is in the
me,
comic.
that always just made me think that Jason, Zach, and Kimberly were stupid. Like, really? Like, what he's saying isn't that complicated. Come on now, follow along, kids. You're all
Yeah.
supposed to be the 6 smartest kids in the class. We learned that in a later episode. You're all getting A's, and you got a tutor Bulk and
Yes.
Skull.
Top of the
No,
class.
I
Yeah,
took that
somehow.
as
I don't know.
everybody else in that class was really dumb. Like,
You're all
that's what
getting
I.
A's, even Tommy. Oh.
Like, we
But.
established they're the remedial kids, so
Yes,
that's of
all the
course
remedial
it's
and
best
Angel
of the
Grove.
worst. Oh.
In the land of the blind, the man with one eye is
God.
king.
What is this? Is it supposed to be the quote gifted class? Is that what they're going to be referred to as?
Well, again, they did have that episode where they learned all about question marks.
How do we use them?
And Tommy was originally too stupid to remember where he put things.
Tommy, guy who has never seen football before in his life, so he thinks you're supposed to karate kick a tackling dummy. I mean, come on,
Honest
Tristan, you
mistake.
don't watch sports a day in your life. You know you're not supposed to karate kick a tackling dummy, right?
Honest mistake.
You probably can glean that
That's not how
from.
you score a touchdown.
That's not how you get the field point
That's not
goal.
how it works in sports ball.
Well, do
No.
the thing.
No.
So look, okay, we're all joking and things, and we understand that Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the TV show, had its drawbacks. Okay, where it was all about more about the flashy, and the less about the nuance and the in-depth.
Yeah, as much as we're joking, that's kind of actually bringing forth a really good point, and that's that when it came to the TV show, the mandate was all of the Rangers are really good at every single thing that could ever possibly come up. Or it's something they're not good at, and by the end of the episode, they're going to be great at it. Like, that's the whole thing, is
Yes.
that they were all just these perfect porcelain dolls. And in the comic book, the whole thing is that They actually all do have individual personalities and opinions and problems and stuff like that. That's actually coming to the forefront that, God forbid, they're actually seeming like six individual human beings. Shocker.
No way.
And I don't want this to be like, hey, we're going to like, you
trash
know, poo-poo,
the
trash the TV show. Well, like, I don't want this to be that because the TV show, as it was.
It was cheesy fun.
And it brought along many fodder and it inspired all of us. Okay?
Yes, well, yeah.
So this is why we're here.
Without the TV show, I mean, we wouldn't be talking. Now we wouldn't have a comic book to say, oh, that's so much better. I mean, the TV show is very much a product of its time, you know?
Yeah, well, and like Kyle Higgins said when he started writing this series, he said, I'm writing this for people who were children when MMPR was on, but who are now adults. So we don't have the same sensibility that we did then. That stuff was great then, but 20, 25 years later, you know, you want something with a little bit more depth.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a kid, you don't really care that there's not so much characterization for these guys. You're more interested in, you know, bright spandex-wearing people fighting rubber monsters.
Mm-hmm, because they wanted to make them archetypes, so that when you were a kid on the playground, you could say, I want to be the sporty guy, I want to be the nerd, I want to be the black guy.
Really?
See, I got lucky.
You mean
lucky.
Not the dancer?
Not
the hip pool guy.
Let's be honest.
No.
Let's be honest.
The black guy.
Let's be honest. If you were on the playground and they were going to divide up roles, were they or were they not going to give you, say, Tristan, the Zach role?
I mean, of course.
Exactly.
I mean, most black
and
people
why are they giving you the Zach
that,
role?
Honestly.
Because you're a dancer?
No, it has nothing to do with, like, the thing is, it's very calculated. There's one of everything. So you're one of them. Like, you're one of those five or six.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out in their favor, even though it was incredibly obvious what they were doing. Although I do want to say, like, yes, like, obviously when you're a kid, you care a little less about it, but let's not pretend if you just took Mighty Morphin exactly and put it on today as if it was a brand new show that it would be, like, appealing in the same way, you know, to kids today.
Oh, I fully agree that the tastes have changed. I mean, they tried that. It was called Samurai, and it did not work.
Ooh. No bueno.
Samurai was a worse show than Mighty Morphin. Okay, that's not even a comparison. It really isn't. Like, you talk about archetypes, like, there was no type. There was no arc nor type on that show.
The great and noble Shiba clan.
Yes.
Yeah. It was five bodies just doing stuff.
Yes, what if you're the kid on the playground that is known for looking like a wax dummy? There's somebody you could pretend to be right there. See? Archetype.
Yeah. You get literally your choice of six rangers.
Mm-hmm. Are you the person that likes to say random Hispanic words? Here you go.
Wrongly? Like, completely incorrectly?
Are you the one that thinks things sparkle a lot? Here you go.
Did you murder your sister? Here you go.
Yes, thank you.
That's always the kid that needs the most help, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the murderer on the playground.
The murderer.
Right. I mean, nobody ever thinks about the murderer. I mean,
right?
Come on.
You can either be the murderer or the girl who just wants to be a housewife. Great
so
choices
see,
for the ladies.
Yes. The Power Rangers is an outlet for everyone, really.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the comic, because this is really ridiculous that we're talking about Samurai. Like, how does Samurai get into our conversation? Like, it is gone.
Samurai had two murderers, actually.
I know. See, this is why I'm not. I wasn't.
I mean,
this is why. This
in
is
addition
why.
To, in like, addition to our childhoods, right? In addition, there's plenty to murder.
Anywho, yes. The comic itself, is about more than just, hey, we're going to do a little examination on Tommy and then cut to something else. Like, while she's doing her whatever she needs to do, they're having this conversation about their families and how she feels, how she has to, she's always felt like she wanted to do more and all this other nonsense. So It's good that they had a conversation, and then at the end of that, it wasn't just like, all right, and this is just exposition, like something actually happens when you cut back to it later on or something like that. So
Well, and
it was
I
good.
thought it worked really well for Trini because, you know, we make all these jokes, but realistically speaking, as we've seen in some in certain shows, that like there actually is a very strong correlation to Asian people having a sense of responsibility to follow in their family's footsteps and do what their parents do. And Trini spoke to that, so I thought that was just a really interesting character point, and to bring it up with her specifically, it made a lot of sense and it felt very real.
It did definitely feel like it came from the TV show. It doesn't feel like one of those things where it's like, "Welp, we have this character, we need to do something with her," and you just like invent something, you know? Like it feels like it develops out of whatever little bit of character presence she did have on the show.
Yes, it's believable.
So I kind of, yes, I like that. And then it kind of transitions into a dream sequence.
Yeah. So, all right. Look, Tommy. Look, let me sidebar with you, Tommy. Sidebar, sidebar. So, I'm all with you, right? You feeling a little loner or whatever. You got Rita up your, what, on your back, trying to get you back, all this stuff. You feeling like, oh, what should I do? Maybe I can handle this on my own or whatever. Okay, I'm fine. See, I was with you, right, when you were trying to handle on your own. And the first couple, in the I think the first issue, and I was with you, right? Issue two, I don't know if it's issue two or this one, but we get now later on where you having dreams or realities or whatever about your mama. Now it's including your mama,
Yeah,
right?
that was the beginning of this issue.
That was great.
You were having
She's ripping her face off.
legit dreams, reality, whatever,
Hallucinations.
hallucinations about your mama
Your Native American mother.
and Rita. And then Rita is like, I love you. Okay.
Hey.
Now
Hey.
you need to stop your foolishness, get with the program, and tell somebody, all right?
Yeah.
You better act, you better wake up and pay attention.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of last issue, he already got the
Sister Act,
vapors.
come on, Whoopi.
Stop.
Did you just say he got the
He
vapors?
got the vapors at the end of the second issue. Yeah, he did. He got the vapors.
Yeah, he fainted, right?
Yes.
So, like, legit, you need to stop. Okay, it's getting a little out of hand where it's like, okay, I thought I could handle somebody. Oh, no, you can't, bro. No, you can't, bro. You are having hallucination about your mama and Rita trying to not just be your mama, but be your lover. Like,
Who's your mama? Who's your
mama and your daddy?
So, little sidebar, bro. Like, you need to stop. Okay, you need to stop. And I'm all with Zach
Right?
up in this
I am
point.
so glad that they're
Like, Broski.
building Zach up, because it just feels like every issue we're getting closer and closer to Zach just beating the crap out of him.
Like,
That'd be
you need to be
interesting.
taken out back, bro. Like, what is going on? All right.
Like
All
just
right.
beating the
Well,
crap out of
that's
him. Where's my samurai cover?
it.
Where is it?
Exactly. You stole it from me. Just like you
You got
stole it
two
from
of them,
me.
huh?
Shoot, you got three strikes. I don't know, being evil, and now you're having hallucinations and not telling us.
Right.
And oh yeah, samurai
Right.
cover.
When do I get to be the one with the muscles and the power?
So yeah, that to me, that whole little dreams, that was a little creepy to me, y'all. That was a little,
That's a bit
I
much.
can't. I can't. Okay. So
But then meanwhile you have Kimberly being like, "What? Everything's fine, guys. He's
yeah,
cool. He's
like she
good."
needs to
That
stop. Like she
is
needs to
one
stop.
thing I wanted to say, is that because even though everybody for the most part is getting some nice little focus here and there, I do think that Kimberly is the weakest character at this point in time, which
She don't need to do nothing in this issue. She got her own
I know, but
Yeah,
she's
that's
just
the thing.
doing, she's still doing the typical Kimberly, like apologizing for Tommy thing that she even does in the actual show. So hopefully this is the ver right time to re release the Pink Ranger miniseries to make me think more highly of Kimberly.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, like they legit, but like, you know what? Let her like fall back a little bit because she's getting her own little
Yeah,
spotlight.
that is the thing, is that Kimberly and Jason, the two who typically get the most focus in the show, have fallen back the most in the comic book, which is
Yeah,
good.
like Jason is the one that's like the most boring to me. Like, you could, like, anybody could be him
Yeah,
right now.
Jason and Kimberly had like a little chat at the dojo in issue two. I'm like, whatever.
Like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, great,
I
awesome,
mean,
no
to
need.
be fair, he kind of is that, right? Like, he is the I don't even know how you describe it, but the leader who's so central to like who's so central that there's almost nothing
He's
special there, you know what I mean?
generic Sentai Red Leader guy.
But you can be central to the team and still have, I don't know, something.
I
Something.
mean, I guess when I say central, I just mean like he's all things to all situations. Like he's just the stand-up guy, he's the strong guy, he's the skilled guy, he's the leader guy, you know? And it doesn't leave much room for like, you know, I don't know, like what. I mean, of course, you could invent some stuff, but it's hard to do it without betraying what you know from the show, where he is all of those things at the
Well,
same
how about
time.
him having an issue or a problem with being all things to everybody? Do you mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, take what we saw in the show and give him that opportunity to be like, look, I mean, I don't want to be like everything to everybody. Like, I just want to do me and, like,
I don't
you
wanna
know.
be anything but other than what I've been trying to be lately.
All I have to do. Okay, sorry.
No, you can do something with
Sorry.
the whole concept of Mr. Perfect not really being as perfect as everybody thinks he is from the outside. You can't.
Yeah, like you can, but I mean, part of me is waiting because I think everybody has gotten a little something, and so they're probably gonna leave him for last. You know what I mean?
Yes, great.
So that's why I'm like, okay, I'm still on the fence, but currently he's the most boring to me. And like the one I don't really care about. Like, I mean, as soon as he starts talking, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Next bubble.
Yeah, and the
Next
fact
bubble.
of the matter is, we've seen three issues, and four of the Rangers are very, very well defined at this point in time. That's a pretty solid start.
Yeah. I could see them holding off on him just because, you know, it's the Red Ranger. He got the most focused in the show, so it makes sense for to build up everyone else around him, you know.
Right.
Yeah, and
He
I
could
kind of feel
chill.
like if we didn't start off with a Green Ranger centric arc, then maybe they would have done a little more with Red. But it's
Yeah.
like everyone has to respond to Green.
Green, right. It's all about green. Just suck it up there.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it makes sense given the point in time they're starting the series. The whole thing is once they get through that, they finish this whole arc of, you know, Tommy is getting over his obsession with Rita, whatever you want to
Or
call it.
vice, it really is vice versa. It
Just
really is.
call it mommy issues.
His creepy Rita issues. Once he gets over with that, then hopefully Tommy will also fall into the background a little bit in favor of someone else. Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean he. I mean the writer has said like this is his arc, his first arc, you know, and
Right.
then after, you know, we expand out. So we shall see.
What else? What else happened in this comic that I'm forgetting?
I think we've kind of covered it.
I mean, we saw the
Well, no,
saber-tooth
but when
tiger.
we did,
Oh, that's right. Rita made a
and
fake flute.
oh, and when they did this, when Trini did all her scans and stuff or whatever, right? Like, you know, she's like, here's a normal scan with somebody with, you know, here's Jason, bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh, and here's Tommy, all over the place. And then they were like, yo, bro, like, yo, you want to tell us something? Like, what's happening? What's happening? Well, you know, so maybe I've had Rita stalking me all this time, maybe, kind of, a little bit, maybe. And then they were like, yo, why you ain't tell us nothing? Like, how are we supposed to trust you? Or maybe that's just my inner monologue. I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I really like the visuals for this because I think
It sounded good.
the whole idea of like seeing that cool, even though it was a dream sequence, you know, the whole Zords fighting next to the command center, that's a cool visual, and Rita using a dead putty to make a you know, a new dragon dagger, which is a little silly, but it's not too absurd that it's not believable. It's a cool little visual, and just stuff like that I think is really cool that the comic book can do, and it's attempting to go into, you know, new realms of visual stuff that we can't see in the show.
Yup.
Mm-hmm. You got the dragon sword under the boat. It's great.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, the poor little, like, oh, look, oh, this is wonderful. We just melt, blah, blah, blah. And then Dragazord just waiting. Yes. Waiting to chomp.
Mm-hmm.
It's Godzilla.
The poor rich people on their yacht.
So, overall, I mean, like, I'm digging the comic. I didn't think I would be digging it so much, so early, but hey.
Well,
look at me.
Well, and as we know, Power Rangers has about the worst track record in history with comics, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is right. The good one.
Ain't no paper cuts up in here.
Oh, paper cuts.
No.
You and that amorphous blob you said was Noah.
You know what? I'm just going to stop. So everybody, we're going to be buying Pink this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be reading all this Pink stuff, even though it's a gangsma.
Pink spandex.
It's a gangs, you know, it seems like it's a gangsma religion, but whatever.
We're the Pink.
Just go ahead and support the Pink. But really, we're liking what's happening so far, and hopefully, you know, they give Jason something to do. All right, moving right along. Moving right along. We've got other things to talk about. So, as we spin the wheel, do we want to move on to the spin the wheel?
Well, we can stay in Power Rangers, right?
Yeah, let's stay in Power Rangers. Let's do that, right? So, we want to talk about a couple of merchandise that is coming out soon, and by soon we mean November. So this was found on Big Bad Toy Store, and so Bandai is releasing Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Legacy Ninja Megazord,
which we knew was coming.
Yeah,
which we knew.
Yes,
but then. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Legacy Red Ranger Helmet.
Which we did not know was coming.
One of those. It's really big and full of DVDs.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Ninja Megazord, Jer loves the Zord.
That's literally out of the four main Megazords in MMPR, that was my favorite. So I'm very happy.
Jer is all up on that. Boop, 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 boop. Yes. I mean, everybody, you know. Okay.
Everybody's all up on that, Lisa. Everybody.
I mean, I know.
And then you need the translucent movie variant.
Meanwhile, I'm just biding time until we get Shogun.
Eh.
Shogun's better, dude. Sorry.
Eh.
Yeah, let me know when Zio comes around. Then you get me.
I'm also with you on that. Zio probably has the best looking Zords out of all of them.
Shogun has a great head. I will say that. I love the head on the Shogun Megazord. Fantastic.
I was just gonna say, I'm gonna hold back the 37 jokes in my head right now.
How am I the one that's not devolving into the gutter talk? You're all filth.
Because you've been there already. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about now the Legacy Red Ranger helmet.
See, I care less about that than I do about the Ninja Megazord.
Yeah, well, because you're weird.
It's red. Who cares?
No, it is about how. It's not necessarily the color nor how it's MMPR again or whatever, because we already know that. But it is about how they are releasing, for the first time ever, you can role play. Well, really, it's first time ever, really, but whatever. Same thing. But I'm going to read the description. For the first time ever, you can role play as a Power Ranger in a full-scale wearable Power Ranger helmet.
Yeah, first time.
Designed for long-lasting, comfortable cosplay wear, this 1-to-1 ratio helmet can also be placed on display as a highly detailed replica to complete the ultimate Power Rangers collection.
And people are already asking for more. I saw plenty of people on Twitter asking for them to do the rest of the MMPR Rangers and then to sell all of them together as a set, like the tiny little helmet collection. I was like, you realize that would be like $800, right?
Well, let's talk about the price here. So, the pre-order on Big Bad Toy Store is $109.99. Expect estimated to arrive November 2016. So, just in time for
Yeah,
Christmas, darlings.
not to throw massive shade, but Big Bad Toy Store is like notorious for overcharging on everything.
Well, I mean, but I'm just giving a ballpark,
I know.
right?
If they say
But
110, it's probably more like 80 or 90.
yeah, but even still, like 109.
so let's say 100. Let's just say 100.
Okay.
Let's just average it
But
out. Let's say this.
even still that price compared to like something like Aniki or like any other helmets you'd buy is really good.
Well, here's the thing now, like it all depends on how it's made. You know what I mean? Like
True.
this one-to-one, like, okay, is it for people with big heads or small heads? Is it people with very round faces? People with narrow faces? People already talking about how
People with no
the buckles are
faces.
on the outside and now they're not on the inside.
Yeah.
And those are the nonsense. Like the visor. How's the visor look? Is it gonna be holes? Is it gonna make, I mean, the list goes on
But
and
the
on.
buckles for the MMPR helmets were always on the outside.
For the American footage, it was.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
I always remember seeing the buckles, so I guess that's why it didn't bother me.
Yeah, I don't really care either. But I just don't care about red. Like, White Dino Thunder win. Come on.
I mean, but
Green Samurai wins.
yeah, but I mean,
You have to, but come on,
you
let's
get why
think.
it's red MMPR, though, right?
But let's think a
Time
little.
Fire win.
Let's think a little larger than like, oh, when's my favorite ranger gonna come out? Because I have a list too.
Deca Swan,
But
win.
here's the thing,
Dolzio, win.
is that for the longest time that we have had people make helmets and make helmets to cosplay and all sorts of various conventions and all of the other stuff, whatever. And people from the show have said, oh, yes, these helmets to make from the show, they said that it cost like tens of thousands of dollars or whatever. And but yet you have these prop makers making them for a fraction of the price. Now, fraction of the price being $300 and, you know, that sort of thing. So now you are having Bandai say, oh, no. Okay, you know what? Here you go. Here we're gonna just make our own and we're gonna sell it for like $100. Now, depending on the make, I mean, if it's as good as what we've seen in conventions and things, I mean, I can just see it now, like, you know, just the sales just plummeting for all these prop
That'll
makers.
Cossack win.
I don't know. I think, I mean, maybe at least for the MMPR Red for a while, but you'd be surprised that even for the amount of people that are just willing to still pay for the higher price.
Like, okay, let's get super real on this. We're talking about mass producing one specific helmet. That is not going to cut into any sort of business whatsoever because every single person in the world, as much as we preach it, does not want to be MMPR Red. So unless they plan to release a lot of helmets and these sell well and they're going to have a very nice variety, I don't see this really mattering in the long term.
Okay, so maybe you haven't been to conventions much, but all of the people, not all, a lot of the people who cosplay is straight from MMPR. And then all you see are green, white, red. Green, white, red.
Yeah,
Green, white, red. Green, white, blue.
I don't
Green,
see
white,
this
red.
going much farther past MMPR Red, honestly. Like, if Red sells well, they might do green. But I don't see this becoming like a thing.
No. Well, and that's the thing is the people who cosplay, it takes a lot of commitment to be a cosplayer. It's, oh, goody, I got a mass-produced helmet. Do you have a suit? Do you have everything else? Do you have all the accoutrement?
Course.
Because a
Well, of
lot of people are not
course.
committed to doing that sort of thing, and a lot of people who are committed to doing that sort of thing want to do something besides just MMPR, and they have a wide variety of suits. Yes, it's nice I have one helmet for one of my costumes, but it is not a large percentage in the grand scheme of things.
But you also have to think about the people who don't cosplay, but who just want helmets.
I don't know if
Like
that's a lot
myself.
of people, though.
That's like myself. like myself. Like, I'm sorry. You will not see me in spandex. That's not happening. That's not happening
today. Are you just going to walk around with just the helmet on?
No, but I'm not going to walk around with, I don't want to walk around with the helmet on, but it is something that I'm always a helmet person. I always like the looks of the helmets and all these other things. And so as a collector, as a person who likes to collect, and as a person who actually was like, oh, look, I can, you know, have it for my own personal display instead of just like having to pay somebody $500 to hopefully get it shipped like 2 years from now.
But again, then you're a collector. That's what I'm saying is I don't think it's going to cut into cosplay that much, because I don't think there's a lot of overlap between people who actually really are committed to wanting to cosplay and people who don't already have the helmet that they want. That is the people, because the people who are cosplaying are also going to be the people that are complaining about the clasp. That's a lot of overlap there. Who are just going to stick with what they already have and don't really
what
care.
What I'm saying, I'm not saying that the people who, the prop makers are going to like, oh, all their business is going to go away. I'm just saying for Mighty Morphin, and if they do make more than one Mighty Morphin helmet, that a lot of people like to buy Mighty Morphin, then that part of their business is like, well, if this is like, look, hey, this could be made like, you know, with like tinfoil and junk, like, mm-hmm. I mean, who knows, you know, right. So this is all speculation, but if this is actually made well enough where I can just be like, yeah, sure, I'll pay 100 for that, then yeah, part of that Mighty Morphin portion is gonna cut into it. They're gonna have Sentai seasons for days upon years upon years, so they'll definitely have more to make, right? But
I don't see it cutting into it, because everybody has their helmets already.
Yeah,
they
do. And also at the same time, like just to for a comparison, like we have the legacy morphers now, but people still want to buy the original Japanese morphers for extravagant prices, even though we have, you know, better quality legacy morphers. So I mean, it depends on the person.
But you know why I say not everybody has it? Because not everybody can afford a $300 helmet. Like, it's not happening, right? So these are the people who were going to go out, who wanted to buy, but couldn't afford, and then it's not just $300. It's like $300 and when am I going to get it? Mm-hmm. Like $300 and like, is it going to come a year now? 2 years? Because they do runs, right? It's not like, hey, I'm going to order one and I'm going to get this now. Like, they have to do runs. A bunch of people sign up on the list. They order what they want. And then there's a run that's made, and it could take from 6 months to a year until you see your helmet. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part of the business that is going to see a little dent. I'm not saying that they ain't still going to make their monies, because everybody can go get their coins from another part of the, you know, another season or whatever. But in terms of the turnaround, if this is made well, you know, I'm just saying.
I know you're buying it, and that's who I think pretty much everybody who is buying this is not the cosplayers. It's the people who just want to own a helmet, and that's why this won't last very long, because even the collectors don't really have room for or need like 90 helmets. They're going to want one, maybe two, you know, maybe want to get a Tommy up in that piece, and then they're going to be cool, and that'll be it. I just hope this sells well, because I pray they release a green helmet, and I pray it has a stripe. Come on, stripe. Come on, stripe.
No. It won't come with a silver stripe, but if it does and I get one, mine will have a silver stripe.
Yeah. Well, and you, more all the prerogative to you that you want to do that.
Come on,
however, comma, it will not come with a stripe, because I will roll up to their offices and be like, y'all wrong. Y'all are wrong. This is not the show. That y'all are wrong. Point blank and the period.
You can't hold back the stripe. You will not silence the stripe, Lisa.
I will silence all these heifers.
We are legion.
Who want to add a stripe.
Hashtag silver stripe for life.
That's right. Boom. Drop it.
Hashtag white boys be crazy. Shoot. Anybody got time? All right, but yeah, that's pretty much it for this conversation.
We've seen the demo for the communicator,
right?
The green white communicator.
Oh yeah, speaking of, what about that being UK only, the green and white version?
That's happened before. They've had stuff premiere over there before.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah.
I still don't, I understand why they sell it because they want to make more money and people will buy it. But like, I've probably said this before, but like, I understand, like, they released two morphers because Tommy's morpher was gold. So you release a different morpher. Tommy's communicator was not any different than the others. You release
No, it
one
wasn't.
communicator with seven color things. You don't release two,
But they want to make more
but they want
money,
to make
so
more money,
and
so of course they do.
but legit, like the people like me, are gonna buy more than one communicator anyway. So, like, because I mean, who wants one communicator? And I'm gonna just switch it. No, I'm gonna get the five and have each one of those
Five.
bands in there all the time,
Oh
right?
my God.
Because I'm gonna need my, because I mean, just in case I need a team, right? Then whatever. And then you buy two of the, and then I have my seven communicators and I'm good to
Okay, you can't say white boys be crazy and then follow it up with
go.
this statement. You can't. You
Yeah.
can't do that. You're not allowed. You take it back.
So you buy cubes that are worthless.
Oh.
I buy seven
Yes, but at least I don't
communicators.
have 50 of the same cube.
You kind of do.
You
You do,
too.
though. They are
Actually, you
unique
do.
cubes that do different things than one another. Don't
You
even
do.
play. Do not
Wait.
even play that game.
I'm sorry. The boxes that they come in have more personality than those cubes do.
Not
Than
saying
those
they're
cubes do
good. I'm
separately.
saying they're unique.
So,
Completely different argument.
but anyway, no, I mean, I'm being facetious. I'm not gonna buy seven.
No, I would buy
That's
two because I'd actually want the rare
but
one.
I'm definitely buying five and one. Like that's
I don't
happening
know. Yeah.
because I have uses. I need one for display. You know, one I don't open.
One to put the pink
Then you
in and
need
wear around at convention.
one that you wear around. And then I need one that needs to be distressed, right? Because you know, you need the battle one. And then you need
The battle one?
yeah, like d
Yes. The
damage
battle
and stuff.
damage,
Yes.
yes.
Yeah, like that. And
Those
then
communicators did see a lot of battle damage over the course of the series.
same, right? And
The
then
one
you
that the putty
need
steals from you after he ties you to a tree.
Right, exactly.
right? And then I mean, of course, like since I'm a filmmaker, right? Like duh, like I have to like make stuff, right? So like then I need one as a prop so that if it gets lost or whatever, I'm not gonna cry and like weep, right? I have my reasons.
All right.
Oh my God, Lisa, you take that communicator, you hit the button, and you call Jesus for help.
I have said from the beginning, all I want, besides Zio stuff, because we haven't seen any Zio stuff right now, and I really want my Zio stuff. All I wanted from Mighty Morphin, right? Besides the, of course, we knew we were gonna get the morphers and of course. I wanted my communicator. I've said this from the beginning. I've said this from the womb. This is
Boom.
all I wanted. Okay? All I wanted. And I'm
I actually really want I
finally.
want Zeo's subcrystals. That's what I want. Yes.
I just want to get to Zio.
I want
Like
Zeo.
then you haven't seen crazy yet.
Like
So
legit nothing I want more than Zeo morphers. I love Zeo
I want the
Oh.
morphers so
Yeah, I like I would love for some legacy Zeomorphers like
so badly, like
Yes.
legit.
Like
Like when I went to Toy Fair, that was the first thing. So Zio, when is that coming?
Yuck.
I am one of those crazy people that I bought the Gold Ranger Zeomorpher, the Japanese version, for like $200 because I wanted one so bad.
Even though
I take the
Jason has no
staff.
morpher.
I take the staff. That's
Yeah. It
exciting.
is weird though, because Jason has no morpher. Like what?
But
Yeah, because
they sold the Gold Ranger one over here, even though he never got one in the show, which yeah, it was weird. But I don't know, I like the Gold Ranger, so I have all my Zeo stuff.
but yeah, like I mean, I've always have talked about wanting communicators. So I don't understand why you're so surprised that I'm gonna buy five. Like, why? Well, I don't.
I want an aura changer that doesn't say Magna on it. Can I get that? That'd be cool. No? Come on. Come on, Die Ranger, you existed. You had a thing? You had a
Yeah,
thing?
new powers. Give me a new powers
Blitz.
morpher.
Blitzen.
Well, look, speaking of Zio, so we. I mean, I didn't watch it because, you know, Sentai.
Racist.
I mean, really, nobody needed to watch O-Ranger.
Die Ranger.
But there was the Kaku Ranger.
Die Ranger.
Die Ranger. Oh my gosh, whatever. Like whatever.
Okay, yes. Okay. First, they did a Jew Ranger marathon, and during the Jew Ranger marathon, they announced the fact that they were releasing Cocker Ranger. And now they did a Die Ranger marathon, and during the Die Ranger marathon, they announced the fact that they're releasing O Ranger.
There we go.
That's what you're going for.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So while I am excited, right, because it's Zeo for me, right? however, I've heard from my cohorts that O-Ranger is
it's a hot mess.
Well, here's the thing that people don't understand is that O-Ranger, before they released it, the whole theme was going to be that we are a group of anti-terrorist agents. That was the whole big thing. The problem is, comma, that soon before the series went into production and they were releasing it in Japan, there were multiple terrorist attacks in Japan, which made them backpedal and say, you know what, we may want to lay off the theme. So the theme ended up being no theme, pretty much. They were just some random generic government group, which kind of was the theme for Super Sentai before Jetman for most seasons, was random generic government group. And they got away with that with Jetman and Jew Ranger, all that sort of stuff. But they had to go back to it. And so ultimately, when they have to take a lot of the main themes, you just have a very generic season. So I'm going to tell people with O-Ranger the same thing I told them with Jew Ranger, which is, yes, it's a hot mess. No one's pretending that it's not a hot mess. But it's very interesting to watch, given that you have such a strong affinity for the Power Rangers version of it. Like, as a super fan of Zeo, like I am, like Lisa is, like all of us are, watching O-Ranger is interesting, at the very least. And again, you buy it because then they release more.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will fully agree with that, because I've been going through my sets, I've been watching G-Ranger, and I will admit that a lot of my affinity for it comes from the fact that I like the MMPR suits. I, you know, watched it as a kid, so seeing all the source footage and where it came from is really interesting. It's a terrible show.
But it gets good around episode 47.
it's kind of a theme in Sentai. But
yeah.
But you can still find something, like, just because you can admit a show is terrible but still enjoy it for certain aspects. Like, Jew Ranger has some of the more crazier crazier episodes. Like, there was one specifically where two old Japanese men are shooting at this kid with AK-47 and grenades, and it's so crazy. You're like, this is really happening. I'm really watching this.
Child, I will tell you this. If you think Jew Ranger is crazy, strap yourself in and watch Die Ranger. It is a billion times crazier and creepier.
I'm gonna. I buy all these sets because I just want them to keep making them.
Because every single monster in Die Ranger has a human form where they wear makeup in a creepy way and they creep on children and they do really weird things.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yes.
And like the possessed dolls with like hatchets and like...
Yes, there was in like episode 7, because I remember watching back going, because I sat through the marathon, episode 7 features a Santa Claus hand puppet with a gun just shooting at people at a carnival.
Oh my! Wow. Chasing children with meat cleavers and things like that. Yeah.
Oh,
of course that's a thing.
See, that sounds amazing and terrible, and I need to see that.
The difference, though, is that Die Ranger actually did have, like, plots and, like, things to work with, whereas Geo Ranger was, like, mostly just, like, here's the kid of the week, you know? Yeah. Let's help the kid of the week. You know,
yes. So. Objectively, Die Ranger is a better show than Geo Ranger. Neither of them is good, but Die Ranger is better.
I mean, Die Ranger is just fine for 90s Sentai, which is not the greatest era.
Yeah.
It's just we're very nostalgic about it because of Power Rangers.
Lower that bar, Tristan.
I mean...
90s Sentai.
No, I'm dead serious. Like, 90s is, like, the worst time. Like, like it's just not great.
See, I always heard the 80s was really the worst time because it was just all mix and match the same.
Sentai, right?
I'll say...
Yeah, Sentai specifically.
Sentai in general progressively got better. And then it experienced, like, all of its best seasons, I would say, would be, like, 2000 to 2010, maybe, I don't know, lower than that. But, like, that whole decade right there was all of the best Sentai, and it's kind of gone downhill since then. But early Sentai is not good. Like, most of it's not good. There's a few in there, like Live Man's good, but by and large, there's a lot of very generic, every single thing, same, you know, every week the same exact thing happens, blah, blah, blah. It's sort of like MNPR, where it's a lot of blandness where people don't have characters at all. And everybody talks so much, so well about Jetman because it is the exception. Like, straight up, it's the exception because there's a lot of crap out there. Sometimes it doesn't have a good track record, guys. Sometimes not a good thing overall. If you look at like all 40, like the percentage of really good seasons is not high. It's not.
But Jerry, you have to say that it's good. Otherwise, you hate every single thing of Sentai. We can't criticize anything.
And characters bleed out the side of their mouth sometimes.
That means it's super adult.
Right? Oh. Yeah. Toku's one of those things where you have to watch it tongue-in-cheek at all times. You just do.
So, BioRanger, guys.
Yeah, like...
No, seriously, though.
Coming out in November.
Yeah, but... And that's the other thing is like... Okay, A, we're getting two seasons in 1 year. That's always a good sign. And the other thing is that, to me, Kaku Ranger was the measuring stick. Because everybody's going to buy Jew Ranger because it's MMPR. Die Ranger has the appeal of White Ranger Tommy, for God knows why people like that character. But Kaku Ranger was friggin' the Alien Rangers, which were there for a cup of coffee that nobody gave a crap about. So if that sells, then you definitely can sell people on Zeo. Zeo's much easier to sell than Alien Rangers. So if you can get casual fans to buy Kaku Ranger, I feel like there's enough of an audience out there that this can perpetually go, maybe two seasons every year for infinity until they're caught up, and it sells so well that they can go back and start releasing pre-Jew Ranger stuff. Hey, maybe that'll happen. I don't know. Maybe.
Sure. Let's hold our breath.
Possibly. But no, I mean, like, I feel confident, at least now when the Super Sentai releases. Again, everybody keep buying them. Don't get lax on that, but I feel good.
It's a long way to Time Ranger. It's a long way to Magic Ranger.
Well, if it's two a year, you'll get there sooner than later. You know?
Yeah. And BioRanger.
Well, I am interested because I've never seen O-Ranger. I've seen bits and pieces.
You've seen the
gifts
of the dancing robos.
Yeah.
Right. So I am looking forward to my November. My November is gonna be great. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be great. O-Ranger and the Legacy Helmet that everybody's gonna trash, even whether regardless if it's good or not. So yeah, it's gonna be an interesting year. Mm-hmm. It is.
And legacy stuff that isn't just repaints of other legacy stuff.
Hooray!
Just wait until they release the black and gold Thunder Megazord.
Ooh. Yeah, I saw black and gold Dragon Zord in the store like a week or two ago. I'm like, nah, son, I'm good.
Yeah, I saw it the other night, and I was like, no.
I mean, unless we get to clearance time, I'm good. Yeah, if clearance gets to like 40 or 50, I'll consider it.
I have no more space in my closet. I can't. It's just, I can't. Like, something has to go. Like, I can't buy any more stuff. I can't.
Knock off the
ball. It could only fit Morphers and Legacy Helmets. That's it.
Oh, you should see my closet. You'd cry. With the boxes that are going to the ceiling. To the ceiling!
Yeah, no, we don't need to cry. We don't need to cry anymore. No. See, I'm just making up my own songs, child.
Yeah, I was like, what is that? Like, what are
join
you
in,
referencing?
Everybody.
You know what?
It's Jay, hit single. We don't need to cry.
No. Okay, anyway, so, all right. There's no segue for this.
No.
There's no segue. Okay.
How do you segue into something like this?
Tristan's 2 hour and 13 minute review.
Nah.
All right. So we are talking. I mean, we've already have talked with Karen Ashley and David Fielding about their new project called The Order. Mm-hmm. And we asked the questions that we wanted to ask. And some of the things that like they already kind of hit us off the pass because like we were gonna bring it up anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, they kind of like eased into it, and so so we've already talked with them, and now by now everybody has seen the trailer or the teaser trailer, because the real trailer is coming out in June. Mm-hmm. So,
and if you haven't, there's a link in the description.
Hey,
there you go.
Yes.
And then by now the Indiegogo campaign is how many is it? It's been what, a week now?
Something like that.
Almost a week, yeah.
So just to kind of recap what's all going on right here. 5 days. It's only been, at the time of this recording, it's been 5 days. So
yeah, but, by the time campaign, you hear this, it'll be like 6 weeks.
Oh, shame. Wow. Tristan is going to get stabbed.
But anyway, let's go. What were you saying?
Oh, what's up? You're getting side-eyed through the microphone like crazy.
She's gone quiet. That's not good.
What happened?
So anyway...
Lisa, where are you at?
Oh, no, I mean, if you want to talk, go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You have the mic. You got the mic.
I'm going to just
do my work that I have to do for tomorrow, and I'm going to just let y'all talk. How about that?
Oh, you pissed her off, Tristan.
Well, you know, it happens from time to time.
But I will say this. I think that from the interview that Lisa and I did, I do believe that Karen has a level of self-awareness that I was greatly hoping she would have, and I was fearing that she might not have, about fan concerns in general. Because, and you know, I asked her this question, but straight up, there have been plenty of times in the past where... certain actors, names will not be named, but they have tried to start projects and they either haven't gotten off the ground, died in the middle, died in post, whatever you want to say, just they never came to fruition as well as they promised they would. So there is a level of fans feeling burnt by the PR actors in general. So if you're going to do a big project like this, you do need to give them some reassurances up front. And I think they're trying to do that with the fact that they're saying, you know what, we're going to make this no matter what. Fan donations are going towards the cost of improving the project, making it look better, as opposed to just making it happen whatsoever. So you know, you're giving your money to something that's going to happen straight up, which is a good thing. I do think they can't just 100% sell themselves off the fact that, hey, it's a bunch of PR actors. Because, I mean, granted, there's going to be some fans out there who that is enough for them. I mean, if you look at the Indiegogo, like right under the video, all it says is former PR actors to star in new film, The Order, get the reunion you've been waiting for. Which, you know, you want a little more than that. Obviously, from the trailer that we saw, we just saw action. So hopefully with the full trailer, when that comes out, we get more of the story. Because ultimately... as fun as this is going to be, you know, you want a nice, coherent story. I want to be able to look at this movie and say, this is a good movie. I don't want to say, this is cool because you get to see a bunch of PR actors and maybe there's a story there, you know? Like, it has to actually be a good film on its own. And that's what I'm hoping for. I hope, you know, based on what Karen and David said, that that's what we're going to get. But at this moment, I will remain in the cautiously optimistic camp.
Do we know when the next trailer is out?
Next month.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they're going to release a fuller trailer.
Yeah.
And it's most like, don't quote me, but I believe that they're most likely going to show a trailer at Harrisburg Comic Con, which is... mm. mid-June. Yeah, it's like the second weekend in June. So, but don't quote me. But I mean, that's from our interview, that's what I gathered, that's their plan to show it there. And then I guess release it online, of course. But for me, you know, I watched the trailer like a bunch of times and things. And I think that there are certain things that are well shot and then they look good. And I'm, you know, it left me optimistic that they can pull something off that is more coherent than what we've been promised in the past with other projects from various people. So, and not just Power Ranger people. I mean, people in general. you see a Kickstarter, you see an Indiegogo, and then, like, you know, some certain things do get made, but then they're not that great, or they don't get made, and, you know, like, there's a lot of promise, and it doesn't get finished. So, I do have faith that it will get done, and regardless to, and I'm glad that they mentioned that they would go the route of online distribution, like a Netflix or a Hulu or a, you know, and I'm adding in Martha, you know, you have Amazon and you have, like, you have various, I think HBO, is it HBO Go?
Yes.
That are also doing, like, their distribution. They're having their online distribution for, like, independent stuff as well. Like, so, like, there are avenues in which, you know, not necessarily big blockbuster things, but, like, it would play better to an online audience. So I'm glad that they are being realistic about that and how it could maximize their efforts in this project. So, but for me, I think for the actual story, I think there was, like, another clip or something that was, it was today, maybe it was released. It was on David Feeling's page. It was a character clip for Pauly Schreier's character's name is Varys or something. And even from that clip, you know me, I love me some Paul. Now you know I do. Right? I do. For me, it seems still a little not vague. What's the obtuse? I think yes. Like, it still seems like it's hi, I'm a bad guy and I want to create chaos.
It seems unclear as to what separates this character from your average bad guy.
That I want to take over the world, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
I have a comment. Okay. Does anybody else here watch Game of Thrones?
Nope.
No.
No. Okay, so this character that Paul Schreier is playing, he's a large guy, right? He's bald, and his name is Varys, and a comment is made by another character that says Varys has been pulling strings the whole time. And then Paul says something like, he may be going after a greater good or something, but he has to do bad things or something like that. In Game of Thrones, there is a large man who is bald, whose name is Varys.
No!
What?
Who?
No.
Yes, yes. It's basically that exact description, except, of course, it's in a fantasy TV show. But it, like... Varys, like it's very similar, and I kind of wondered, like, did anybody watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
Uh-oh.
Shut the front door.
Like, is that a coincidence, or, like, what's, you know? I didn't.
Like, I mean, hey, like, I mean, we talked about how the Power Rangers show, right? How, like, they reuse names and stuff or whatever, and how they can't just Google Schmoogle, like, just to, like, hey, a little fact check or whatever. So, is this done on purpose?
It has to be. It has to be. That's too on the nose to be anything other than, like, we like Game of Thrones, so we're doing this. Like, maybe that's me wanting to believe that.
Is that why certain characters in the trailer look like Robin Hood Men in Tights members?
I mean, I don't know about all that.
Are they pulling from different... look, hey, if they were pulling from, like, different, like franchises and like different fantasy people or whatever, and like legit like the order is like really like, oh okay, like this like known superhero, but we're not really gonna call him that, and then this known superhero but not, and then like this villain or what. So like if they were like, if it was that, and then they're pulling all these people together, and then they're like, oh wait, they were trained from various places, but now they're like, no son, I'm tired of this good shtick, let me try to like, you know, do something a little different. I mean, I don't know, but like no way that they had the same name and it's a bald guy, like no.
Yeah, I don't know, I just thought it was an interesting coincidence. I thought of it instantly, like in the middle of watching that little clip. But I mean, it could easily just be a coincidence. I don't know. Like, I just thought it was funny.
I don't know if that's a coincidence. That's one hell of a coincidence.
Yo, Tristan be dropping bombs on MPS, gosh. Yo.
Oh, you're breaking our minds here.
That's not good.
I don't know. I watched the trailer and, like, I wasn't as. Like I was really expecting to just not care, because a lot of the stuff that I'd seen coming up, it seemed very average. I mean, the whole, the basic selling point to me up until this point had been like, oh, it's just Power Rangers actors, a whole bunch of them in one movie, and seeing everyone's reaction to just that was enough to kind of make me like, eh. But honestly, it doesn't look that bad. It looks fairly well made. The trailer doesn't do a great job of getting any sort of story across.
It's a teaser. It's a teaser trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a teaser.
Yeah. I mean, it teased people.
Did.
Yep.
I will say, like, I didn't know what to expect, so my expectations were low. This exceeded them. Especially because I kind of put this in the same category as a fan film, even though technically, you know, it's not literally like, you know, here's Jason and Billy, but it's, you know, it's the actors who played them. So I kind of put it in the same category. It defeats pretty much all Power Ranger fan films, that I've seen, aside from, unless you count Power/Rangers on production value. So it's got that going for it.
I don't know. Like, the fan film thing didn't really cross my mind, no. Honestly. I was thinking of how is this fit into the realm of other projects that we've seen from other Ranger actors who have done indie films, right? So, you know, you've had Johnny Umbash. He's been part of a bunch of indie stuff that's like actiony and whatever. And and Johnny is one of the executive producers, I believe, for this. So it looked, I'm just like, okay, this looks like a better looking Johnny Umbash indie flick. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of like in the realm. I'm like, oh, okay. I could see where this is going, you know, and I could see how they've improved on certain things from, you know, back in the aughts, I guess. Is that what we call those?
Yeah.
Like the 2000s?
Early 2000s.
So yeah, I fan film was not something that came across my mind.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I never thought to be like, oh, it's a fan film. Like it seems like a lower tier, like sort of direct to video thing that you'd come across on Netflix late at night one night, which is not a knock against it. I mean, like I said, I wasn't initially expecting a whole lot. I watched the teaser. I want to see more. You know, yeah. It did its job effectively.
Right. I guess the reason fan film came to mind is just because I wondered if there were characters in it that weren't Rangers, like in the scope of the full movie, I mean,
there's at least one character in there who I don't like, the guy that's captured that they're there to rescue, I didn't recognize.
Okay. My next question was going to be if there was any that were not like warriors or fighters or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is why I was, cause it was like, a huge cast of characters, right? And all of them are in the same kind of motif. And so I wondered if there were any other characters, like just, you know, not humans, that's civilians or, you know, people that we wouldn't immediately recognize or know as like stunt guy or like.
Right. Right. You know. I see. Like everybody was somebody.
Right.
That we've seen, heard of before, except for Rando, who had a bag over his head.
Someone we wouldn't immediately recognize, like an alien ranger.
Anyway. Or like Mark Musashi, or like, you know what I mean? Like somebody.
Yoshi, like straight up Yoshi up in that piece.
Right. Wing Knight.
No. Do not let any of the Dragonite people think that they exist.
I mean, hey, they're all over Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They are all over it.
Because of, what's his name? What is his name?
Matt Mullins.
Yeah, like, he, you know, he's all up in there, so.
Yep. So.
Of course he's going to get his Dragonite peeps.
Yes. Well, good for them.
Because it's like, well, our show got canceled, so, oh, sucks to be you. We're going to be on a better show, just, you know.
Yeah, because something good should come out of Dragonite. Something good.
I swear, if Tim...
Yeah,
Tim the Toolman Taylor's brother shows up in my Agent's Shield...
I mean, that's possible.
Don't you do it! Don't you do it!
You've put that into the ether now. It's going to happen.
Oh, I'm going to have a bad...
Inhuman Zaviax.
No, Zaviax. Go away, Zaviax. Nobody wants you here. Nobody wants you or your time or your budget around here.
Your time. So look. Let me just bring it back to what we were talking about before, right? Mm-hmm. So we got some, they have an Indiegogo campaign. Currently they're 9% funded. They want to raise $250,000. And this is, they said that they already have some funds that is outside of Indiegogo that they have going towards this movie. So this is partial funding for the movie. And they got some perks up in here, you know? I mean, you know, you got your photos and your trading cards and your DVD copy, your selfie books, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I'm going to say this because Karen did say that she wants the fans to make their suggestions. And I'm always here to offer suggestions. And this is going to sound like talking out of both sides of your mouth because of the whole thing what I said before, that this, you shouldn't just sell this project on the whole idea of, hey, it's a bunch of Power Rangers making a movie. But ultimately, the people you're asking for money from are Power Ranger fans. So Power Ranger fans are going to want Power Ranger perks. And they're going to want unique Power Ranger perks. That is the way you sell yourself more than anything, is to say, here is something Power Rangers related that is special, that you can't get anywhere else, that we are offering you. All this other stuff, this is fine, you know. You know, get your, I mean, I would, yes, getting a DVD copy would be probably cool. It's probably the best thing they have offered at this moment. But you want Power Rangers stuff. And beyond the, here's the same autographed 8x10 you can get if you go to any convention. Beyond that, they're going to want something special. Like I've said before, people can say what they want about the Joe Johnson, but the fact of the matter is that when she came to fans with a project, A, she came with professionally shot footage that showed that she knew what she was doing, and B, she came with really special photo albums of behind-the-scenes shots from her personal collection for both Power Rangers and what you call it again? What's that other show?
Flashpoint.
Her two big things that the people that would be donating money would be fans of. So she gave you something that made you say, you know what, this is unique, this is special. Even if I, you know, even if I don't have a lot of money to give, I can easily give money for this cool thing. So that's, okay. You know, that's what you want.
I'm going to interrupt you for a moment.
Yes.
Now, this was something that I brought up.
Yes.
And Karen and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, mm-hmm. right? It's just that, you know, they want to make sure that Saban and them.
I see.
Because there's, let's be real, there are certain people who worked with the show who are able to get away with things. I'm just going to leave that there. Okay. There are certain
drop
people
it like it's hot.
Who can do almost whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. Yes. So
everybody can fill in the blanks on their own.
So yes, while that is, I mean, that's the first thing that people are going to think to add as a perk. They, you know, they want to be on the cautious side and mm-hmm. not, you know, draw attention that could possibly get them in any kind of trouble. You know what I mean? Which I can understand. So you know, I offer my suggestions too, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
you had weird suggestions. You wanted to have the Rangers kick the crap out of fans.
I was just thinking outside the box. and it was a joke.
You were thinking in the lawsuit box.
I was trying to vamp. So no, but like one of the things is that like a lot of people do like the behind the scenes stuff, but I'm just like, instead of necessarily behind the scenes stuff of like, hey, I'm in my costume and look, copyright infringement, like maybe something that is that they are like, oh look, we're just like hanging out and we're hanging out, like, you know, like you can't sue them for hanging out, like that's not on the set and, you know, in their garb, in their civilian, you know, Ranger stuff. Like, you can't, you know, those are your personal pictures that you have with your cast and crew or whatever. So, you know, it was just a little something, just like, okay, instead of that, maybe, you know, people will like other behind the scenes stuff, like y'all, you know, hanging out back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like all the wacky hairstyles of Karen Ashley. But yeah, I mean, I suspect that they'll be doing stuff on their Facebook pages and things that they normally do now anyway, and, you know, nobody's coming after them for that. So, you know, mm-hmm. like the Joe Johnson, she did like 24-hour perks and stuff like that, and so I suspect that that's gonna happen too, you know, with all these different cast members of this movie. So yeah, I do hope that they raise what they need in order to make this a good project.
I need to see, yeah, Karen Ashley and Catherine Sutherland put on some suits and sing "Here We Fly at Angel Grove High."
First of all, why suits?
I don't know, like, why, because that's what Jimmy Joe Johnson did. But suits. I need a live performance of "Here We Fly at Angel Grove High." I need that. That needs to happen.
Here's another question. Why do you need that?
Reasons.
For research.
For research purposes only, I read the articles.
Oh, it's a scientific experiment. That's yes. Where your interest is.
Right.
Okay.
Because Jeremy takes up all the limits and the obstacles.
Exactly.
The roads ahead.
All of the lyrics.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I think they should have certain things. It's like, look, if we reach this, we'll do this. Like that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, sure. You know, if we get to like 25,000, you know, then we'll do something. Like, yeah, you have to have like some like intermediate goals.
Yeah.
So that, like, they can,
like, $250,000 is a lot of money. So you really do need to have, you know, like markers along the way. Something, man. Something to shoot for. Little goals.
Every good Kickstarter has stretch goals.
Yes.
Like, you know, if they reach 50,000, somebody gotta shave their head. Man or woman. Whoever.
Preferably.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it would mean more, obviously.
I mean, I think it should be Kipperman with that crazy hair she got going on.
You leave Allison alone.
I like Allison. I just think, how about get Diva Tox? I think she'd look cool bald.
So, you know, just again, we just throwing out ideas here. Yeah. So, I guess if you guys are interested and want to follow along about, you know, they're going to be releasing, you know, they've always releasing some clips and things or whatever, you just follow a bunch of people's face spaces and Instagram.
Or just one or two.
It seems like we might be seeing all these character ones pop up on David's page. So at the very least, follow him. Because that's where Polly's showed up.
Well, you never know. They might do a little, you know, scavenger hunt. It's like, oh, where's the next one going to pop up? So
I'm looking forward to the final product.
And I want to see who else joins, because they said there's more people coming. So who else?
More cast members?
Yes.
That have not been shown at all?
Yes.
Well, I'm curious to see how they fit into this thing.
Power Rangers Infinity War.
Yes.
Yes.
We haven't even begun to buy all of our leather jackets. We just starting on our leather jacket and scarf collection. Here we go.
And
don't forget the blonde hair dye.
No.
Yes, of course.
Hey, seriously, David needs to get a jacket or a scarf or something. He needs, you know, come on, he just stand there. Do something.
He probably said no.
Come on.
He probably said, I'm not.
No. Give him a fedora or something.
I'm going to look like I'm part of Ages of S.H.I.E.L.D. Just give me some sunshade. I'm done. Just give me some aviators.
I'm done.
I'm all right. Deal with it.
It's a wrap. So
let's talk about some dino charts, because you know everybody forgot about
dude, these episode summaries came out, nobody was talking about it.
I didn't even know there were episode summaries until you showed them.
Yeah, like, okay, so before we read these, right, I feel bad. I mean, I don't feel that bad, but I feel bad for Dino Charge, because all this movie talk, nobody's
again. I don't feel bad for them, because the 4 years that preceded them, they're lucky they weren't part of that.
I mean, okay, yes, all right, I get it. Yes, I know.
Count your blessings that you were at least part of a season that people didn't hate.
However, comma, you are a part of a season that people like, and yet you are still going to be forgotten because the movie's coming out. Like, nobody's going to care. No one's going to care. Okay. Like, it's even, who are they going to promote for Thanksgiving Day Parade, Comic-Cons, and all that stuff? Dino Charge? No. Like, no. They're going to promote the new movie.
They're going to have to CGI in the Rangers. Come on now.
You know, like, so
they'll get on some Nickelodeon something, right?
Does Nickelodeon even care about Dino Charge the way they show it? Like,
Coda stand next to SpongeBob, it'll be great.
Exactly, just have them all be next to SpongeBob and then they'll care. Like, it's just like poor Dino Charge, like it's gonna have a season finale, no one's gonna care, because it's all gonna be
a budget for two of you, that's it. Pick two.
So, but yeah, look, episode summaries. So,
yes, this is,
there are six of them here.
Yes, it is the first half of the second half of the second half of Dino Charge.
Lisa, please read the first one. I need you to read that one for me.
Give us some feeling with the title. Come on now.
With some inflection. Come on now.
Okay, let me get my gloves.
Keep in mind, there is an exclamation point.
And the Evas are going to show up.
Alright. So, okay.
Power Rangers Evangelion.
Number 9. Besties Forever.
Four. Not F-O-R.
No. Number Forever.
One word.
One word.
EVA.
Shelby's lifelong friend Erin started to take credit for a song that Shelby wrote when they were kids. But when Erin starts to take credit for the work of the Pink Ranger, she quickly realizes how dangerous it can be to claim ownership of somebody else's work.
Oh my god.
Dino Thunder.
Oh my god.
Wait, yeah, that's a pretty generic Power Rangers plot right there.
It's a very specific Power Ranger. Like,
yes,
it reminds me of one episode. Yes.
One of the Kira's first focus episode.
Yeah. Which was, I actually really loved that episode. So it's a little weird.
I'm sorry, but how does the best friend take credit for the work of the Pink Ranger?
She claims to publicly be the Pink Ranger.
Yeah, it's like that episode of Megaforce where that guy was like, "Yeah, I'm the Red Ranger," and everyone's
"What?" I'm sorry. What's Megaforce?
Yeah,
Seamus, are you off your meds again? Yeah.
Are you reading Max Landis fanfics again? What's going on?
Oh, that's right, the Max Landis penned Megaforce.
Yeah, that's the new lore.
Yeah, there was this great part.
That was the rejected.
You know what?
It was rejected.
Like, if Max Landis actually wrote Megaforce, like, I'll take it.
can you imagine?
The characters might have had some more, like characterization, or they might have been people.
Well, they might have, exactly. They'd be humans.
In the script he writes, Troy punches a water bottle. He is awesome.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. All right, number 10.
The T-1000.
So who's going to take number 10?
I got it. Going fishing. No G there. We're apostrophing it.
Yeah.
Silver Ranger. We got a Silver Ranger, guys. The Silver Ranger contacts Kendall from the far reaches of space to let them know where the location of a new Zord. Yes. Good job, guys. When Singe and Fury intercept the message, it becomes a race to see who can get there first. Millennium
Message. The far reaches of space thing sounds great. I like that part. Far reaches of space, always good for me.
And this will be insane. What? The third Silver Ranger from space?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm sensing a theme.
Wait, okay, so who's the other two besides Tizon?
That's four then, because Zane.
Oh my god.
And then Orion.
Super, yeah.
What was Sam?
He was white.
Omega. Yeah, he was.
It was a white ranger. Yeah.
He was from the future.
He was a force from the future. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes.
It's a ranger from space, and it says fishing in the title. It's got to be Billy.
Tinkerbell.
Billy. He's back.
So you have Zane, Tizon,
Orion.
Yes. Were there other
silvers? It's now a thing, I guess. Wow, it's like a tradition.
Oh no.
Were there other silvers?
Well, there was an RPM RPM
had RPM silver, but yeah, that wasn't.
That's just being crazy pants.
Mm. Well, he was spacey, but that's about it.
Yeah, but I'm bummed.
He was very spacey, yes.
So episode 11. I'll read this one. Love at first fight.
Oh,
Cassandra. They got you.
Poissandra's back.
She exists. Poissandra's magic paint and brush are exactly what Beautacruel needs to make any guy's desires fall in love with her. Heckle devises a plan to make the Rangers fall in love with her so he can steal their inner gems.
Yeah, Beautacruel is something straight out of Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's the evolved form of Tentacruel, didn't you know?
Another original plot, a female monster that makes the guys fall in love.
What? No.
Oh, brand new.
Oh, wow. All right. Who's number 12?
I'll do it. Catching some rays. We're going back with the G this time. No apostrophe. Oh. The Rangers discover the cave where Coda and his family once lived. Questioning the wise words of his grandfather, Coda opens a section of the cave he was told to never enter, allowing an ancient monster to escape.
This is the only
that sounds really good.
Yeah, sounds interesting.
The Coda focus is the good one.
Coda focus is always good episodes, straight up. Even Homeworld Coda, you shut up, people.
Homeworld Coda is great.
What's the over-under on at some point his shirt getting pulled off during this episode?
I'll give it 1 minute into the episode.
I mean, it could just start with him just coming out with that. Naked, Coda!
I can't move this rock. Quick, throw your shirt at it.
You know what these episodes are missing? Ivan. These should all be Ivan focuses. Forget the rest.
Oh, Ivan Ivan is the best thing about this show. Next to Coda.
It's just cut their losses. Cut their losses. Focus all on Ivan.
Mm-hmm. Ivan and Coda show. Team up.
Oh, yes. All that would be the best
Tristan,
show.
Tristan, number 13.
Number 13, recipe for disaster.
Chase is determined to master a dessert recipe from New Zealand when a food critic visits the Dinobite Cafe. Meanwhile, an evil monster comes to Earth to find the inner gems and takes control of the Zords and Megazords.
Stop.
Oh, gotta seamlessly integrate New Zealand, guys.
So what's the food gonna be?
Hey,
Kiwis in it?
It gets them a budget. So, you know, throw in all the New Zealand stuff you got.
Come it's that on. Time of year again.
I'm excited for next year when we have our New Zealand ninja. It's gonna be great.
Oh my gosh.
Kiwi ninja. Alright, at number 14, Silver Secret. Tyler joined Shelby in auditioning for an open spot on the popular New Zealand.
Yes, they're back.
We thought they were irrelevant.
It's all sad. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Plots within plots. Come on.
I'm gonna try that again. Connections. All right. Tyler joined Shelby in auditioning for an open spot on the popular New Zealand band, the NZ Boys. Meanwhile, an ally arrives, but not before the Ranger suspects he has an ulterior motive.
So is the Silver Ranger one of the NZ Boys? That's the real question.
I think we really need to start a band called the U States Boys. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing.
I love, so Shelby is auditioning for a spot on the NZ Boys, and Tyler.
Is there gonna be like a sexism message?
Shelby doesn't see gender.
She's non-binary.
she's very fluid.
She's gender fluid. Yeah, that's it. Yes, exactly. Gender fluid. It doesn't matter.
You know what? Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I really want to see this episode.
I actually do like the fact that they've kept, as dumb as it is, kept the NZ Boys as like a minor plot point throughout the entire series.
Yes.
It's nice.
It is.
Yeah. It's little things that make the world seem a little like that there's an actual world going on around them.
Right.
But oh my gosh, does everything have to do with New Zealand? Like, everything?
Yes. This is what happens. Right near the end of the season, they give you two or three New Zealand episodes in a row. That's just how
it goes. In a row? What?
In a row? Like, what are you doing? Like, come on.
Watch. The cave where they discover Coda's family is in New Zealand.
No, but legit, like, you don't understand. Like, they were like, look, we gotta film this crap in clusters, all right? So let's do all the New Zealand ones right now. Let's just do it all. Let's go. And cluster it out. Like, and then they move on.
I think they're gonna wind up meeting the Silver Ranger, like, just in the Shire set from Lord of the Rings. It's gonna fight in there.
The music and everything. Like,
oh, no. Wow, this is where they shot Lord of the Rings. Yeah, great.
Tell me all about the history of this area, Chase, in a long monologue.
Well, guys, let's take a tour of the da 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 da.
Allow me to show you around New Zealand on my skateboard.
This is where they shot Xena and Hercules
and young Hercules.
Oh God.
Oh, young Hercules. You were a
thing.
And
Jack of all trades.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah. And Cleopatra 2525. What's up?
Oh, we can talk about that.
2525! Yeah. Yeah, 2525.
I don't know any of
so
you people.
So these episodes are completely unremarkable.
Completely.
Well, two of them. Two of them are good.
Two of them are
interesting. Interesting. I'll say that word.
Yeah.
But besties forever. Like, really? With an exclamation point? Because it's talking about the girls. Like, are you really?
Is that not how young kids like us talk have these days?
That's how they leet speak, guys.
I just imagine it makes me rufflecopter.
But here's the thing though, right? Back in MNPR, there was an episode called Friends Forever, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So think about how we have evolved, right? From actual
we have
English
devolved
actual English to besties forever. Like, I
yes,
can't.
Where's the hashtag? Like, it should be, you know,
I know, right? Hashtag, like, that's another, that's the next few episodes, right? It's gonna be hashtag.
That's the finale, is
hashtag finale.
Hashtag finale.
Hashtag winning.
Hashtag selfie. Can't you just imagine like Judd walking into a school? How do you do, fellow kids?
Like, fellow kids. Haven't we already had an episode called Silver Secret?
Yeah, it was. I think it was in Space.
We've actually been repeating quite a few things.
Oh wait, sorry. It was sorry. In Space, it was the Silver Secret.
Silver Secret.
So it's very different.
Yeah, it's extremely different, Jeremy. And I'll remind you to remember that.
it's just like how Kendall's last name was already used. We've already had this plot.
Z is Danny's daughter. We know this. This is fact.
I'm just curious because aren't there people whose job it is to actually fact check and look up things just like this, you know?
On a better show that people cared about, probably.
I mean, I'm not being accusatory. I'm just saying, isn't it?
No. It takes 2 seconds to Google Schmoogle. Yeah. Have we done this title before? Google Schmoogle. And then it'll pop up. It's not
Remember when Roberto Orsi was attached to the movie and he said he got some 500-page document that was everything ever about Power Rangers? Where is it, Judd?
The Bible. I must see it.
Or now I don't recommend looking up things on the internet because there lies madness, especially with some of them Ranger wikis out there. But you can check these things. I'm not saying all the Ranger wikis. There are just some that are devoted to fan fiction that should not be getting as much SEO traffic as they do. Just gonna throw that out there.
I'd say check the IMDb page, but we know how often that's correct
but the thing about it is, it's more correct than let me just just write a we've never heard of this before. Come on. It's not hard to go and fact check, all right, that was that, boom, boom, boom. All right, let me get a copy of this. Let me see if that's the correct, boom, boom, boom. It's not hard. It's not hard. Okay. All right. And I don't get paid the big bucks. Okay. Maybe you know just that.
It should have just been called episode 14 should have just been called The Silver and the NZ Boys.
Yes.
The blank and the blank.
Well, that's the best way to name episodes.
The blue and the gold. Never forget.
Yeah, that will never be repeated.
The besties dolls.
Yeah, the besties dolls. Oh my gosh. Get out of town. So, all right, that's as much Dino charge as we're going to give. Well, let's keep it moving. We got things and stuff and things to talk about. Like Ninja Steel. We almost forget there's a new season.
The sides just keep rolling in for this thing.
Yes. And speaking of reused names, we have a character called Uncle Zane. So
but it's spelled without an H. Right. So it's clearly different.
Justin Nemo, come back.
Alien.
It's spelled the human way, it's the Earth way.
Ah.
It's not the Crovian way.
Original character, do not steal.
Okay, so before we kind of give our our dramatic presentation, the sides talk more about what they have to wear and what they, all those other things. And of course their physical demonstration. So attire, Brad/Glenn. Solid red, black, or blue form-fitted t-shirt, okay? Sophie/Harriet, pink or yellow form-fitted t-shirts, no jeans.
They don't know what colors are in this team, apparently. That's not
girls
right.
Can't wear jeans.
Well, there's no Black Ranger.
What? No.
So, let's see. Morty. Fun attire.
Morty.
Okay. And Vince.
Oh my gosh, attire. I love that description for Vince. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Besides attire, Vince has a high level of arrogance and conceitedness. Look at the Zap Brannigan and Jay Peterson as great examples.
That is awesome.
Zap Brannigan.
Those are two fantastic examples.
All above males should be clean shaven.
Damn it.
Females, also clean shaven, should have nice light makeup and bring a hair tie.
I would have expect them to say, females have to have their legs shaved, their armpits shaved. I would not doubt that would be somewhere.
Yeah. And then Uncle Zane, casual attire, must have martial arts abilities.
Billy Zane, confirmed for Power Rangers. Young Uncle Zane
the Phantom. It's going to be a power.
This is like RJ, except an uncle, basically.
Yeah.
Dude, I think Billy Zane would be a great mentor on Power Rangers. Don't even lie.
No, you need to stop.
The ghost who walks.
Oh.
Yeah, good. So which one you want to read first?
Zane.
Let's see, what do we got?
I would like to be Uncle Zane.
Oh, snap.
Well, this I have to hear.
Okay, so we have Uncle Zane, and then we have Brad.
I'll be Brad.
Okay.
Let me see if there are any other... All right, and then who wants to be the narrator?
I'll narrate.
Go for it.
All right. We now bring to you the MPS presentation.
I need to find my motivation. Come on.
Of the Power Rangers Ninja Steel casting sides for Uncle Zane.
Why are you talking like that?
Title. Brad's strategy. You want me to read the setup too?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, okay. Narrator.
Brad's wise Uncle Zane, serious dry, talks him, young enthusiastic, through a conflict he's having when the rest of the Rangers don't support his latest strategy. Exterior, Zane's garden, day. Zane is utterly focused as he carefully prunes a gnarled and ancient bonsai tree with scissors.
God, are you serious?
Brad enters, looking for some good advice.
Hey, Uncle, if you have a minute.
Zane shushes him, but not looking up. Snip. A single leaf is cut from the tree.
It's important, but please finish staring at your hedge.
It is a bonsai, Brad. How does it look?
It's perfect. You're a master.
No, something's not quite right. This tree is older than I am, but it still needs training. So, what's eating you?
I have a foolproof plan to tackle Megatoad, but the other Rangers, they don't think it will work.
Zane continues to scrutinize the bonsai.
That is a problem.
But I know I'm right.
What's their issue with your plan?
Who knows, but I did the math. It's solid.
So you haven't asked them?
Well, no.
Ah, I know what this needs. Just one little cut.
He moves in to cut the main stem of the tree.
Uncle, what are...
Shh, let me focus.
The scissors close in on the stem.
But you're gonna...
I did the math. I know I'm right.
He's about to cut the bonsai when Brad snatches the scissors out of his hands. Brad exclaims,
Whoa! Listen to me. If you cut it there, you're gonna kill the whole plant.
Oh, good point. I almost ruined my favorite bonsai. Thank goodness I listened to you.
I see what you did. You're right. We're going to defeat Megatoad. I need to ask my friends why my plan might fail.
The Rangers are part of your team. They deserve to be heard. And you, as a leader, should understand that for your whole life, you'll be in training. Just like the bonsai.
Gotta go talk to my friends. Thanks, Uncle.
Brad hurries out. Zane turns back to the bonsai as if it had spoken to him.
What's that? You thought I was... No. The kid just needed a lesson. I wasn't really going to cut you in half. Now, hold still.
He goes back to trimming. The end.
Hey. Wank, wank, wank.
Oh my gosh. You don't understand how much I want Tristan to be Uncle Zane.
I think the way you say bonsai is my favorite.
Bonsai.
Sheesh. Oh no.
Okay, my favorite is still the wall. Like, that's how it's written out. W-U-U-L-L-L-L.
That's great.
But like the whole thing, well, I know I'm right. Like, oh, except for me.
Who's except for me? Okay.
Ronnie? Not Ronnie.
What, yeah, some of those, oldest? Some of the ways these characters
talk. Oh, Rose? Yeah. Yeah.
Rose says that.
Oh, I'm never wrong. Get over it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I like the idea of this character. I think he sounds really fun. The talking to the bonsai at the end is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely an RJ character.
Which, you know what? More RJ is completely fine.
Except I don't expect this one to be like a stoner in disguise. So
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just making pizzas in the back. That's it.
Hey, just
a relaxed dude. What are you talking about?
Of course, sure.
All the time.
So this is it's a real question.
All day, every day, especially 420.
All day, every day. All right, so we got the other side for Glenn.
Oh, snap.
All right, I'll Glenn it up. I'll Glenn it up.
And then who will be Alex?
I'll do Alex. If.
Okay, and then I guess I'll be the narrator. Although I like listening to you guys. So yeah, Seamus, you be the narrator.
Okay, I can do that. All right. Are you ready for this, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Title: Glenn Sings. Setup: Glenn, laid back, easygoing, is gearing up to record another of his hit YouTube song cover videos with his friend Alex.
No. Why did I sign up?
Mild mannered. Has to confront him with the fact that his videos may be popular for the wrong reason. Uh-oh. Interior. Interior school rec area day. Glenn and Alex enter and head for a couching table. They've just finished class.
So, I've narrowed down my next video down to three. What do you think out of Everybody Hurts, Living La Vida Loca, or I think this is the one, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh. No, that's not how you.
I don't know it.
My heart will go on.
No, come like on. Celine Dion.
So, I don't know Celine Dion.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
He's supposed to be singing badly.
No. Lisa, you've got to dub over Jerry. You could be his singing voice.
Oh, so many good songs. How can I pick just one?
Glenn notices some people at another table. He recognizes what they're all watching and is delighted.
Hey, look. I think those people over there are watching one of my videos.
Yep, they sure are.
Why are they laughing? It's not supposed to be funny.
Well...
What? What is it?
Have you been reading the comments on your videos?
There's a lot of them, Alex, and I'm not really sure that's the best use of my limited time between naps.
Let me read just one to you. Glenn Wilson is so bad.
Bad, yeah, like Michael Jackson. Bad, you know, sick, wicked. Pew, pew, I'm bad.
Okay, one more comment. I'd rather drown then hear Glenn sing again.
Well, that one depends on how much you like drowning, right?
Have you ever actually sat down and really listened to your singing?
I don't need to. I know exactly.
Glenn gasps in shock. Near he tears off the headphones.
That's not what I really sound like, is it?
Alex nods gravely.
So, people don't think I'm Michael Jackson bad. They think I'm Star Wars prequels bad.
Glenn thinks, confused, as Alex tries to console him.
Look, just because you can't sing, you shouldn't get down on yourself.
Alex, that doesn't get me down. What I'm sad about is that you didn't tell me earlier.
Huh?
Our friendship is strong enough that you can tell me anything, right? I don't care about talent. I care about fun. Watch this. Hey, guys, want a preview of my next video?
Go for it. You.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
whole room cheers. Glenn takes a bow, turns back to Alex.
I'm a superstar, dude.
He winks and smiles. The end. The Star Wars prequel jab. Easy pickings. Love it.
There can never be enough Star Wars prequel jabs.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That was a thing.
I like finger guns. He had his, Spencer heart to heart moment. He's like, you know, it was not about the talent. It was because.
Oh, you gotta get serious, dude, once in a while.
Oh my gosh. All right. Wow.
You just talk. Like, you're the Blue Ranger from Samurai and you're fine.
Yeah. We're to train. Oh, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, so Jer sounds like he's sincere and Seamus sounds like he's
having a moment.
Having a moment.
So I've narrowed down my next video down to 3. What do you think of? Everybody hurts. Living the Vita.
God, these are. I'm actually really enjoying all these Seismi runs. Like, why can't these better be in the actual show or something similar? Please. Please.
They never are.
I don't see them ever, like, licensing the ability to sing My Heart Will Go On
for reference rage. Any of these pop culture things.
Sing the NZ Boys next year. Come on,
yes. That would be great, actually.